Hey there, come on in. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. You know the deal. Have a seat at my table. I've been waiting for you. Grab your beverage, grab your snack. You and me, we're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to start off by asking you a question. I hope you're doing well today, but I want to ask you this question. I want you to think about this. Who are you looking for? That's the question that Jesus asked to Mary Magdalene as she stared at the empty tomb weeping. Jesus first said, why are you weeping? And then who are you looking for? Let's face it, we are living at a time right now when it's easy to weep. It's easy to become overcome with sorrow, with fear, with despair. It's very easy to do that if we're not careful. But the question is, who are you looking for? Are you looking for Jesus in the empty tomb? We're going to talk about this gospel today. We're going to read this passage later on in the show. This comes from the gospel for today's daily mass. Now, today is Tuesday, April the 14th. We're in the midst right now of the octave of Easter. So we don't want to forget the fact that it is still Easter. In fact, the Easter season goes for 7 weeks. This is a big deal in the church. I hope you're doing okay. And if not, hang with me for a little bit. We're going to get there. We're going to get where we need to get to. We're going to get our hope restored because we will have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Right here on this program, we're going to make that possible. And you know, it's so easy to do that. I think we forget sometimes that it's very simple to have an encounter with Jesus Christ wherever we are. And when we encounter Him, when we meet Christ, when we speak with Him, when we let Him speak to us, and maybe not in a traditional way, but He speaks in His own way. When He speaks to us, when we speak to Him, when we encounter Him, when we work on spending time with Him, work on building up our relationship, that's when we get the peace that we're looking for. So we'll talk about that on the show today. I hope you're doing well. I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour, which happens to be some nice hot tea. I hope, again, you have your beverage, you got your snack, you're ready to get started. You know what I always tell you, snacking, drinking, non-alcoholic, of course, is encouraged on this show. I mean, you can do what you want on your own time, but on my time when you're here, I would encourage you strongly to stay away from the hard stuff. I mean, maybe it'll make me easier to take. I don't know, but I don't want to go there. Anyway, you know what? It's good to laugh sometimes, isn't it? Even though we're in the midst of this crazy time, this pandemic. I was talking to my wife Eileen about this earlier today. This just gets stranger and stranger. And no matter how hard you try to, you try to deal with it and you try to just say, well, we'll get through this. This is not really that bad. It is really that bad. It's completely wacky, but we will get through it. And if we keep our focus on what doesn't change, which is the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ and the Father and the Son, if we keep, and the Holy Spirit, I mean, we keep our eyes focused on the unchanging, then we'll have an easier time to deal with the things around us that seem to change each day. So anyway, let's do that. Let's hang out together for a little while. And why don't we do what I like to do at the beginning of every show? Let's pray now together. Let's pray. Let's take that moment to have that encounter with God right now. We're going to do that, an encounter with God. So I just invite you to be still and let me lead you in prayer, and let's together have that encounter with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as we pray. Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to this moment in time. Obviously, Father, you care about us because we are still alive right now. Thank you for that. Father, it is so easy for us to lose sight of the present moment, to lose sight of your constant presence in our lives, to lose sight of the fact that you have provided for us and you've gotten us to this moment in time, that we are still alive. It's so easy to lose sight of that by focusing on the negatives, what might happen. Will I get the coronavirus? Will I suffer from it? Will I die? Will my family members suffer from it? Will I lose all my money? Will I ever go back to work? Father, we need help. We need your help. So we ask you for a new outpouring of your Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that we should ask for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit frequently. So we're going to do that today, Father. We ask you to fill us from head to toe with your Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells us that we will receive that request whenever we ask for it. So we're going to ask you now, Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit. And as I breathe in and breathe out, I can feel that Spirit pouring into my body right now. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I really need you today. We all do, because it's so easy to struggle with what we're seeing around us. Holy Spirit, please grant us your peace. Please grant us your joy. Fill us with your love. Fill us with all of the other fruits that you give us when we tap into your resources. Spirit, guide our thoughts, our words, our actions today. Help us to feel the love of the Father, the love of the Son. Help us to feel that love, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we keep our eyes on you as well. And as we look at the empty tomb all around us, the negative news that we're bombarded with, we pray, Jesus, that through your Spirit that we see you, that we encounter you, that we hear you call our names. Thank you, Jesus, for that gift. Thank you for rising from the dead. Please, Lord, allow us to rise from our discouragement, our despair, our anxiety right now. Allow us to rise and be filled with hope. And Jesus, we ask for these things in your name. We ask the Father for what we need, for these things we need to go on. We ask you through the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. It's always good to start the show out with prayer. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. And I want to say thank you if you're spreading the word about this program, because I'm looking at the numbers, and every day the number of listeners continues to rise. I'm really grateful for your help. I can't do this on my own. So if you like the show, and I thank you for letting me know that you had if you do like it, I've gotten a lot of positive responses. Please continue to let your friends know about the program, 30 minutes each Monday through Friday, available through Blog Talk Radio and all podcast outlets, the Following the Truth with yours truly, Gary Zimak. And I'd like to be here for a long time to come, so please continue to spread the word, let people know about it, subscribe to the podcast, give it a rating if you can, and that's going to help me to reach more and more people. This show is all about hope. The hope as we walk together, the hope provided by Jesus Christ. We don't want to downplay this resurrection. It's a really big deal. And all this week, we're looking at stories of individuals who encountered the risen Christ, but maybe missed the point, maybe didn't realize just what a great deal this was, that Christ did rise from the dead. Well, my job here is to remind you of that fact, and we'll do it all week this week on the program, focusing on the Mass readings, specifically the Gospels, from daily Mass, focusing on these encounters with Jesus, people who missed the point. Today we're going to look at Mary Magdalene and her encounter with Jesus, and this is told by the Gospel, or St. John, in his Gospel. I'm going to look at that in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to point you to my website, followingthetruth.com. In case you want to find out more about my work, find out about my books, find about this podcast, obviously you're listening to this so you know about it, but also my other podcast, the weekly one, The Gary Zimak Show, also available at all your podcast outlets. Followingthetruth.com, just click on radio and that'll take you to information about all of my radio work, including my regular radio appearances on various Catholic network radio programs. Okay, so also, one last thing, Gary Zimak, speaker and author on Facebook. I'm posting daily reflections. I call them Be Not Afraid Reflections. These are a continuation of what I did on the Give Up Worry for Lent Facebook page. Now that Lent's over, I got a lot of people following along. Again, we're walking together on Facebook. So head on over to Gary Zimak, speaker and author. Make sure you like the page so you'll see future posts. And I'm going to be posting every day for the foreseeable future. You know, I see a lot about businesses that are closed for the foreseeable future or until further notice. And a lot of that's really negative. You know, I just keep seeing these signs and you think, wow, there's no end in sight. I'm going to turn that around. I will be posting Be Not Afraid Bible verses and reflections for the foreseeable future or until further notice. I plan to be here and do that and whatever I can do for as long as I can do. So check it out. Gary Zimak, speaker and author on Facebook for my daily Be Not Afraid reflections. All right, let's look at this gospel now. This is from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. And as we start this, I want you to pay attention to the first sentence, what Mary Magdalene is doing. And I want you to also keep in mind that the empty tomb represents the resurrection of Jesus, right? So it's a good thing that's happening there. Listen to how this gospel starts. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." And then Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Wow. There are so many different directions we can go for this gospel. And I know I say that a lot when I do these reflections, but there always are. That's the beauty of sacred scripture. What we just had there was an encounter with the Lord, because every word of the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So in other words, when you open up your Bible and you read the message there, God is speaking to you. So, you know, a lot of times I'll hear, "Well, God never speaks to me." And I used to say that for years as well, until I really understood what was happening. When you open your Bible, God is speaking to you. So you can't say God never speaks to you if you read your Bible every day, right? So we got to read our Bible every day. And you don't have to be a scripture scholar to understand the Bible, or to read the Bible, I should say. There are different levels. You read it and let God speak to you on the level where you are. I'm not going to read the Bible like some advanced scripture scholar does. I read the Bible a lot. I know some things, but there are a lot of things I don't know. Does that mean God can't speak to me? No, it doesn't mean that. He'll speak to me on my level. He meets us where we are. That's what Jesus did. Remember, Jesus would speak to people on their level. He would deal with the tax collectors. He'd deal with the sinners. He would deal with the Zacchaeuses of the world. He would deal with the woman at the well. You know, he'd deal with people. He'd meet them where they are. And I think that's important for us to remember. He's going to meet us where we are. If we have that desire to encounter Jesus, to have a relationship with him, then he won't say, "Well, come back to me after you get a theology degree." He doesn't operate like that. Make that decision today. Look for Jesus in your life. Now, at the beginning of this gospel, we see Mary Magdalene staying outside of the tomb weeping. She didn't expect Jesus to rise from the dead. She should have. He said he would do it. But she didn't understand, and many people didn't understand. So I would say to you today, and look, I'm pointing to myself too, because I have to hear this message. Are you outside the tomb right now weeping? Are you losing sight of the fact that Christ rose from the dead? And are you focused on the danger of the coronavirus all around you, financial concerns, frustration that you can't get back to doing your daily activities out in the world, whatever it may be, are you so focused on that that you're missing the fact that Jesus rose from the dead and wants to help you rise from whatever it is that is holding you back from following him, from whatever it is that's stealing your joy, from whatever it is that's causing you to have sleepless nights? Are you so focused on that that you're missing the fact that Jesus can be found in the empty tomb, but maybe not in the way you expect? Let's talk a little bit more about this. So Mary is wet. She's weeping, and she bent over into the tomb, and she sees two angels. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And listen to what she said. She said, "They have taken my Lord." She automatically assumed somebody took his body. She feared the worst. It never even occurred to her that Jesus could have been good for his word and did indeed rise from the dead. She wasn't thinking that way. Don't you agree that we do the same thing? And it never occurs to us that the Lord can miraculously put an end to the coronavirus, could restore everything, could make things the way they were. And I know it occurs to us, but for the most part, I don't want to accuse anybody, but for the most part, we really don't expect it to happen. From time to time, we might, but do we really expect the Lord to come through? Or how about this? Can he give us peace? Even if he doesn't take the problems away, can he give us peace? Do you really expect that to happen? I do. Do I forget sometimes? Yeah, you better believe it. But I really do believe that. And I felt peace throughout this whole process. I felt it. I felt anxiety. I felt sadness. I felt all that. But I have felt peace many times throughout this pandemic. So Mary assumes they've taken the Lord, and I don't know, and they don't know, and she does not know where they laid him. And so she's crying. She didn't expect to see a resurrected Jesus. She expected to find a dead body. How about you? Do you expect the power of the resurrection to come alive in your life today? Do you expect that? Well, you should. Don't feel bad if you don't. That's what I'm here for. We're going to get through this together. And that's why I love doing this show, because I can remind you that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He is alive. He is with you right now. And nothing will change that. Wow, that's good, right? Something that's not changing. Something that can't be taken away from us, the risen Jesus. So what happened now? After she says that to the angels, she turned around, and who is there but Jesus? Look, he's in the tomb after all, but not as a corpse, not as a dead body, which is the way she expected to find him. So what does this tell us? It tells us that sometimes Jesus is going to appear in a way that we might not expect, or in a place that we might not expect. He's full of surprises. And I want you to really believe that today and have confidence that you can encounter him in the midst of what's going on. And Jesus said to her, he asked her two questions. One of them was already asked to her previously. "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" That's a question that both of those questions I think we need to answer, both of those today. Why are you weeping? Why are you sad today? Why? And I mean, look, there's an answer to that question. If you're sad, there's an answer. I just heard before I did this show that a friend's wife has been suffering from COVID-19 for several days. She's having breathing problems. She's probably going to have to go to the hospital now. That makes me sad. That's why I'm weeping right now. I've heard countless stories of people who are suffering from this. I'm weeping for that. I'm weeping because I'm wondering, is this going to happen to me? Is this going to happen to my family members? I mean, come on. This is what we're dealing with. So I think we need to answer that question. Why are you weeping? I'm concerned about financial issues. For me specifically, how is my ministry going to go forward? Yeah, these are things that are making me sad. These are taking away my joy. Now, keep in mind, they don't have to. but they will from time to time. I mean, it's just a matter of we've got to control our thoughts. We can't control too much right now. We can control our thoughts. We can control what we do with our fear. We can control these things, but to deny them would be unrealistic. So I'm not going to tell you should never have fear. No, I understand why you're afraid right now, but let's answer that question. Why are you weeping right now? Why are you sad? Let Jesus speak to you and ask you that question today. And later on, talk to him about it. Tell him, well, here's why I'm sad, Lord. Here's why I'm sad, Jesus. I'm sad because of this, that, or the other thing. You know, have that conversation with him. And understand, that's a real encounter with Jesus. That is how we have a personal relationship with Jesus. We talk to him, and he speaks to us. Because he asked you that question today. Why are you weeping? And, you know, personalize if you want. Gary, why are you weeping? Gary, why are you sad? And then the next question, whom are you looking for? Who are you looking for? Who was Mary looking for? She wasn't looking for the risen Jesus. She was looking for the dead Jesus. Now, who are you looking for? Let Jesus ask you that question. Or what are you looking for? Now, Lord, I'm looking for relief from the problems. I want it all to go away. I want security. I want to be able to go out in public again without fear of getting sick and ending up in the hospital. That's what I'm looking for. And let Jesus ask you again, no, who are you looking for? Not what, who are you looking for? Let me guess, I'm looking for you, Jesus, right? I mean, have that conversation with him. And then let him ask you, where do you expect to find me? Where are you looking? Are you looking in the empty tomb for a corpse? You're not going to find that. But you will find the risen Jesus wherever you are. And I think that's the key to this. I think that's the key to getting our peace back, to getting our hope back, to not plunging into despair. To be actively seeking the risen Jesus. And I would encourage you to do that today. To actively seek the risen Jesus in your midst, wherever it is. Look for him and tell him that, Lord, I am looking to find you resurrected from the dead. I'm looking for you in all your glory. And I need you to raise me up, Lord. Just like you did with Lazarus. Because many of us are feeling deader than Lazarus right now, right? Amen? Because we are just overwhelmed. And we think, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to get through this? You get through it by seeking the risen Jesus who is still here. He has not changed. He is here. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. So you can have that moment of encounter with the risen Jesus today. And then it's funny, Mary didn't recognize Jesus. Well, does that sound familiar? Because were you aware that Jesus was right with you before we started this show? Probably not. And as I was running around before I got to recording the program, I wasn't thinking that Jesus was right with me. Of course, I talked to him earlier, but there are times when I forget. And she thought it was the gardener. And she said, sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him. Again, still figuring that Jesus was a dead, lifeless corpse. Imagine how depressed she must have felt. And what happened? Jesus called her by name, Mary. And she turned at that moment and recognized him. So here's what I want you to do. After you let Jesus ask you those two questions, why are you weeping? And who are you looking for? I want you to picture him calling your name. And when I picture him saying, Gary, that's it, just the name. Allow yourself to run into his arms and say, my Lord, my God, or Rabboni, teacher, as Mary knew Jesus. Have that encounter with them. Have that encounter with him. And then Mary went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. She goes into an empty tomb, looking for a corpse, and she encounters the risen Jesus. And she is then filled with hope and joy, and she runs to tell others that she has seen the Lord. When you have that encounter, if it's deep enough and it's profound enough and it affects you enough, you're going to want to share him with others. And that's what Jesus is counting on. Because there are people around you, in your house, people you can access by email or by phone, or you have contacts with people. They need to hear that Jesus Christ is risen and that he can bring hope to any hopeless situation. Let yourself have that encounter with the Lord today. Again, this isn't rocket science. This is simple. But we just have to do it. We have to do it. And as I'm speaking about this, I'm starting to feel more hopeful. I'm starting to remember that Jesus is with me. He doesn't necessarily take all the problems away, but he comes to us in the middle of the problems. That's how he operates, because he wants us to help. He wants to help us. So do that today. Have the encounter with Jesus, okay? Listen, believe it or not, we are just about out of time. This was really fun. I would love to do it again tomorrow. I plan to be here, God willing, and I hope you will as well. Remember, do me a favor. Tell people about Following the Truth, Monday through Friday, available on Blog Talk Radio and all other podcast outlets, totally free of charge. But if you want to help me out, and I want to thank those of you who have responded, please consider making a donation to my work so I can keep doing this. I really want this show to continue, but I need your help in order to make that happen. I ordered some new equipment that's going to be getting here soon, and it's tough. So I can't really do this without your help. If you can help me out, please visit followingthetruth.com and make a donation, whatever you can afford, one-time donation, a monthly sponsorship, which is really important to me. The monthly sponsorships, I can't tell you how important that is if you're able to do that. Followingthetruth.com, click on donate. It takes you to PayPal at that point. You can make a secure donation through PayPal. You do not need an account to do it. But if you can manage to do that, that would help me. Okay, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. Remember, have that encounter with Jesus today. Answer his questions and then let him call your name. Once you start to do that, you're going to feel incredible peace. God bless you. Thanks for hanging out with me. And God willing, I'll see you tomorrow on Following the Truth.